News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let's talk about holiday bookings, down 20% because of the ongoing uncertainty following the crisis in Iran. Tom Randall's president of the Irish Travel Agents Association is with us. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. It does look like a lot of people are just holding off at the moment because they don't want to get caught.
Yes, that's certainly what we're seeing. I suppose normally for us, it would be an international booking window from abroad. And certainly for the last 4 to 5 weeks, we have seen bookings virtually cease in the last month. Normally per month, we'd approximately have around 5% of bookings per month. In the last month, we've just achieved 1% of bookings. So it's been absolutely, it's gone very, very quiet.
And this is a challenge for the hotel sector here in particular, because they normally would like to see Q3 and Q4, the latter half of the year, filling up nicely now with people booking from the US and abroad. If that business doesn't come through, then all of a sudden that sector is going to find itself in a bit of a sticky wicket.
Yeah, I mean, the next 5 months are critical for us. I mean, in our example, in Randall's Hotel in Killarney, the next 5 months would represent 75% of our annual revenue. So they're critical months. The business is there. At this moment in time, business has booked. I mean, a lot of our bookings are from October, November. They're from last year, January, February. So the business is there. The business is looking quite good. But the fear is, if flights start to cancel it particularly, or if the price of flights becomes unattainable, bookings will cancel. So the business is there. It's looking like a nice busy summer for us here in Killarney. But the big fear is, if bookings cancel, what will happen then?
Michael O'Leary was talking yesterday about this particular issue, and Ryanair and Aer Lingus, they've hedged their fuel. It's a question of just getting their hands on it. But Michael O'Leary was making the point that they're not too worried up to the end of June now that they have been given assurances by the suppliers. I thought it was a timely intervention because maybe they're starting to feel the pinch as well with people not booking when they should be booking.
Yes, I suppose the story about the shortness of aviation fuel has started in the last 4 to 5 weeks. And I believe that it's not a case of once the Straits of Hormuz open that the fuel starts flowing back on. It can be a 6 to 8 to 10 week booking window. So again, I think they're warning of something happening. Every airline has its own case to represent, but I would be concerned that something is going to happen. And again, for us, we're talking about international airlines, so inbound flights are very important for us. So it's very much about the ones from America, from Canada, from Europe, the long distance airlines. What's going to happen with them? It's not as much as the weekend Ryanair traffic going out.
I suppose, Tom, the main concern people have is if they book the flights and they book the accommodation, that they're going to lose out on the money. So how can people, you know, book with a bit of confidence right now that if things go wrong, they're not going to end up stranded or out of pocket?
Well, certainly the Irish hotel industry would do two things. First, you would probably have a 24-hour or 48-hour cancellation policy. So if you book an Irish hotel under normal circumstances, if you book it directly, you can always cancel it 24 to 48 hours beforehand. Secondly, I suppose if we look at our long-haul stuff, I mean, we're not, you know, through COVID, through difficult times in the past, we've always stood by our customers. So if somebody arrives a day late or has to arrive a day earlier or something like that, we're not going to penalise them. The Irish hotel industry is not in the business of penalising our very good customers. We're in the business of saying, yeah, if you arrive a day late, where possible, you can stay an extra day. So, okay. I mean, there's absolutely no problem. If you're an Irish customer booking an Irish hotel, if you book the hotel directly, you have a 24-hour cancellation policy, right, or 48-hour cancellation policy. Sometimes, if you book in a booking agent on a website, you have to pay up front.
Well, that's So just be, you know, maybe just be a little bit more clever about where you're booking and don't do the non-refundable thing, at least for now. Tom Randall's, a general manager of Randall's Hotel in Killarney. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.